Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Sorry, ever hear someone say that? What you really wanted to hear was something less flippant, more sincere, more meaningful. But all you got was sorry, one word which may have stung more than it helped. What you really wanted to hear was, please forgive me for the terrible wrong I did. I'm deeply troubled by what I've done, and I want you to know, so help me God, that I will never, ever do this again. Please forgive me. When wrongdoing has taken place, there are two parts to the healing process. Obviously, the first is serious, meaning confession of wrongdoing, asking the person you have hurt to forgive you. Then part two is the response of the one who has been hurt, the victim. Now, both are necessary for real healing to take place. Yet whether or not the person who did wrong comes through with what you would like to hear, you, yes, you the victim, can rid yourself of the terrible burden of hatred and the desire for revenge through forgiveness. Part of the difficulty is twofold. First, to forgive runs counter to our old nature. We don't want to forgive. We prefer to make our enemies suffer, to grovel in the dust, to feel something of the pain that we feel. There's something else that makes it hard, too. We tend to think that to forgive someone is saying, what you did to me is okay. Now, both are wrong. To forgive someone doesn't mean that you're saying what you did is okay. Rather, it means you take the wrong that you have suffered, along with the consequences and pain, and say, God, I yield this, I give this to you. Hatred is too heavy a load, and revenge is too exacting for me to bear. So, God, I put this whole thing in your hands, remembering that you said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. So, God, here it is, you take it. But I hasten to say that much like marriage, which is both an act and a process, forgiveness is both an act, or decision of the will, and an ongoing process which oftentimes has to be repeated, sometimes many times. In her book, Tramp for the Lord, Corrie ten Boom, a self-effacing Dutch woman who was a venerable saint, tells about meeting one of the prison guards from Ravensbrück concentration camp after the war. When she saw this man coming down the aisle of a church wanting to shake hands with her, hatred rose in her heart. Telling of how she quickly prayed for God's help, she adds that forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of your heart. She is really saying, you make the decision to forgive. Then your emotions follow. Of course, you don't feel like forgiving. Nobody does. But forgive you must if you want healing. As long as you refuse to forgive, your soul bears wounds that fester, and the infection only spreads. Hatred and the desire for revenge are poisons which literally kill you. The ongoing process of forgiveness takes time. It's the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in your life as Jesus works His will in life through yours. So how does this play out? You will see something, hear something, remember something, smell something, and when you do, the hatred and the emotions of the wrong will rise like a dark cloud to engulf you. You'll see your spirit cloud, your joy dissipates, and that's when you've got to say, Lord, I forgive this person, I put it back in your hands, I don't want it. And that's when you tell Satan where to get off. That's what forgiveness is about. How much better it is when you have been wronged for someone to seriously ask for forgiveness, and then you can honestly and sincerely respond, yes, I forgive you. That's what it takes for forgiveness to take place. But no matter what the other does, you can release that burden and get on with your life. That's God's plan. You can download what you've just heard by going to our website at guidelines.org. Click on the date for today.